tell Lorena it wouldn't be a December if we weren't talking about stuff to do around the holidays. So what's going on? We've got lots of things to cover, including Josh Greider.
Yeah, Josh Greider. If you don't know, he's a country artist. He is actually from Las Cruces. His family's still here. And he headed out to Texas, made himself a nice country music career, and he's coming back for the holidays to do a holiday show at the Rio Grande Theater. The show is called Home for the Holidays. It's kind of a special thing. He's done shows here before. Some people might be familiar with him. But this one in particular is really nice for the holidays because his wife's going to be performing with him as well as his two younger sons. So it's going to be a family affair there. And that's on Saturday at the Rio Grande Theater.
At 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an annual event that a lot of people look forward to and might want to get your tickets pretty quick. The Las Cruces Chamber Ballet's 33rd annual production of The Nutcracker.
Yeah, they put this together. They take a lot of time. I know they work very, very hard. It's just an awesome show, and it's a classic. The Nutcracker's a classic, so it's something you should definitely see around the holiday season. They're going to be kicking that off on Friday and all the way through Sunday, so you can get your chance to see them three times this weekend and take the family, take the kiddos if they've never seen it. It's definitely a classic. You should at least see once.
And it's at the NMSU Atkinson Music Recital Hall.
Yes.
Okay. And now tell me about this one, because this one caught my attention. Taking the Polar Bear Plunge. Now, I've heard this done in cold areas. It's being done here in Las Cruces?
Yeah, it hasn't been too cold lately, huh? It's been like 70 degrees.
Yeah, it's 70 degrees. Taking the plunge is actually not necessarily a bad plunge. It's actually a decent plunge.
Who knows? Who knows what our weather's going to be like? But this is also an event a lot of people love. It's the third annual Chili Dash and Splash. So what it is pretty much is they have this 5K run that's about 3.2 miles. It's around Frenger Park, which is near Frenger Pool. But in addition to that, they're also going to have a holiday fun bike ride. And then after all that's over, after you do the 5K, after you ride your bike around the area for a while, you get to go into the Frenger Pool area and just jump into the swimming pool. Cool
just
off.
Just take a plunge.
It's going to be awesome.
Cool off. It is the holiday season. Time to cool off. And now, Taste for Your Impulse, this is an old favorite.
Yes.
The Shed.
The Shed, it's one of my favorites. The only reason I don't go is because it's always crowded, but that can definitely tell you how, like, it's a testament to how good it is.
It's been a while since I've been there, mm-hmm. but it definitely does get a little bit busy, so you definitely want to make plans mm-hmm. and definitely plan to enjoy a good meal.
Yes, it's one of my favorite breakfast places. So they serve breakfast. You could kind of throw in brunch in there, too, because they're open breakfast through lunch. They have amazing food. My personal favorites is Eggs Benedict, and they have a green chili hollandaise sauce. It is pretty amazing. So if you've never been there, they got a huge selection of breakfast items, and then they also have some lunch items that include, like, burgers and soups and salads. So you're getting a pretty good deal. It's pretty affordable, in my opinion, and it's just one of those old favorite. Used to be in Mesilla. They kind of moved over to into Las Cruces. But if you've never been, you have to go. I highly recommend it for breakfast.
Definitely recommend it. Like mm-hmm. I said, testimonial. I've been there. I've enjoyed it
delicious.
Every time. Thank you very much, Lorena.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.